cliffcentral.com.
It's Tara Swart, neuroscientist and medical doctor. So if I was giving advice to my 13-year-old self, now as a neuroscientist, I would talk to my 13-year-old self about neuroplasticity. And I would say that everything you experience shapes your brain.
What would you say to your 13-year-old self? Hey guys, welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm Timothy Maurice, and as a behavioral psychology researcher, I'm thrilled to bring you a show today where women from more than five countries and a multitude of backgrounds, from scientists, CEOs, students, and many other walks of life, look back on their impressionable 13-year-old self and offer her a little advice. In keeping with the vision of this show, which is to inspire you to consider your brain's impact on your story, as you listen to these women embrace their teenage self, I would like you to consider the paths and patterns laid in your brain. And as neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart said in the opening, remember that these pathways have impacted who you've become. The good news is you can leverage these experiences and even update how they influence you to chart the next chapter of your life. I hope you draw inspiration and insight from these extraordinary women from around the world who made time to share their voice notes. Enjoy.
Dear 13-year-old me, there are so many things I wish I had been told. And I hope, if you're listening right now, that you take these words to heart. I wish that I had known the difference between rescuing and love. And as many girls know, there is a certain attraction to the bad boy. But as time moves on and as we grow and as we learn to deal with our pain and as we learn to make the distinction between our worth and what we are getting, you realize that there are certain kinds of attention that is not actually love. And it takes a long time to learn what that is. If you have to chase love, if you have to chase attention, if you have to chase respect, a response, if at any time in any relationship, not just a romantic relationship, but even in a friendship, if at any time you are feeling that you are not equal, that you are not respected, adored, loved, and wanted, you have to trust those feelings because that is the truth. And we may fear that we will never have those things that we want from another person, but you will. But it will only happen in your outside world when it happens in your inside world. So at 13, I really hope you learn to trust your instincts and your feelings and your gut intuition. It is the most powerful tool you have.
Now, as a neuroscientist, firstly, I would say you become a neuroscientist and it's really cool. So, you know, don't worry too much about school and everything. But really, I would talk to my 13-year-old self about neuroplasticity. And I would say that everything you experience shapes your brain, particularly during your teenage years and you know, younger childhood years, and the things that stick in your brain from that young age, because they've been there for so long, they become really strong in your brain. And so you need to cultivate positive thoughts, believe in yourself, but also protect yourself from thoughtless comments or, you know, maybe even toxic comments, and really just all of those expectations from school, from parents, the boundaries that are set for you, the values that are instilled in you. Some of them you may want to take along into your adulthood, but at some point in adulthood, you need to decide what those things are for yourself. And so I truly believe that if you work out what your motivation is, what you expect of yourself, what you believe you can do, that's the best way to live. And what I would actually personally really say to my 13-year-old self is, follow your passions and you'll be successful. Don't let anyone else tell you what you can do.
There will be days when you want to give up because of the bad choices you made along the way. Don't give up. You can overcome anything. There will be times when you will not know what your life purpose is. And it is okay, because all the small experiences will be preparing you to fulfill your purpose at a much bigger scale. You will fall in love. And when it ends, don't stop loving in permanent ink. You are awesome and I love you. From your 31-year-old self.
Hi Timothy, my name is Didintle Letlape, and what I tell my 13-year-old self about becoming a woman is, I tell her to love herself, to get to know her, to embrace her flaws, and to run with everything, to take each learning and each struggle that comes as an opportunity to grow and develop. I definitely tell my 13-year-old self that you are beautiful and the world is full of possibilities.
I would tell a 13-year-old Nqobile Sibanyoni to love yourself with every mistake, with every bad decision you are about to make, but do not forget to forgive yourself and be happy with yourself, and do not seek anybody's approval. The world is not safe for women. The world is not catered for women. So women and their issues are sidelined. So you find yourself a sacred place where you recharge, unwind, and remind yourself who you are and how much you are about to accomplish. If you ever want to give up, don't. Get up. We need women like you. If you feel worthless and alone, call to God. If not, Google the Anxiety and Depression Helpline. I love you.
Dear 13-year-old me, embrace double take beauty. You're so focused on your scars and you're so focused on trying to heal and trying to get plastic surgery, but you're failing to realize that the scars are making you who you are. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Live it. Because you are better from those scars.
Before we continue with the rest of these retrospectives, make sure you rate the show and leave a comment. It prioritizes the promotion in the podcast platform where you're listening. Feel free to tell me how much you love the show. Also, email me your thoughts at podcast@timothymaurice.com. Now back to the episode.
Hello, my darling. I know that you are feeling scared and anxious and confused right now, and that is okay. Know that part of becoming a woman is about trusting life's process, trusting yourself, and focusing on learning life's lessons rather than getting stuck in the suffering and pain. Hindsight is going to teach you that you are so much stronger than how you feel right now, and that like a phoenix, you will rise each and every time that you choose to. I love you.
There's no formula of living life, but you have to ensure that you account for all your decisions. Don't always expect people to sympathize, understand, or feel sorry for you, especially when you have to make difficult decisions. And life is not only about good choices. There's always a lesson to bad ones. And always learn to forgive yourself and move on. You only live once, and you're responsible for your own happiness.
This is Alicia, and here's my message. You have been taught to be strong, but you will stumble. You will fall. Sometimes you will crawl, but you will also learn to fly. It is your journey and you are unique. Trust your instincts and you will learn to grab the right opportunities. You will learn from your mistakes, but it will also make you wiser and stronger. Go for it, because deep inside you know who you are and you will learn to trust the woman you will become. From your toughest moments, you will find strength and understand who you are. Keep exploring with vigor and very little expectations, and let life surprise you in the most unexpected ways. Life will be challenging, but embrace it, and it will be as beautiful as you will choose to see it.
Hey. My name is Thulaganyo Lentswe from Botswana. If I were to advise my 13-year-old self about becoming a woman, the first thing I'd say to her is that really find the word beauty and give it a meaning that only makes sense to yourself, and also allow every experience that you go through in life to mold and guide you into the woman you've always been meant to become.
There's no formula of living life, but you have to ensure that you account for all your decisions. Don't always expect people to sympathize, understand, or feel sorry for you, especially when you have to make difficult decisions. And life is not only about good choices. There's always a lesson to bad ones. And always learn to forgive yourself and move on. You only live once, and you're responsible for your own happiness.
As a 13-year-old girl, your body goes through a number of changes. Sometimes this can be scary, but I think it's very important for you to remember that that's part of making you the incredible woman that you're about to become. I think it's also very important to embrace all these changes, as it all plays a role in the beauty of life and also in the beauty of a woman.
Timothy, saw your post on Facebook, what would I have told my 13-year-old younger self? The one thing is just relax. Everything is going to be okay. Dream big, believe in the impossible, work towards it, work hard, and don't let anything around you put you down because of the circumstances that you've grown up in. You can make magic in your life, and when you put your mind to anything, you can do it. And live for your passions. Don't do anything because somebody else has told you to do that and because society tells you that that's what you need to do. I think the biggest thing I've learned is that I can do anything I put my mind to, and if, as long as it's driven by passion, that's the way to go.
Hi Rianette, my 13-year-old self. I want to let you know that in the future there's going to be a thing called social media, and it will require of you to sometimes be someone and something that you're not. But I want you to remember that authenticity, your true self, will always be the best, because you are marvelously and wonderfully made, and nothing that's being said online determines your value. So travel safely on the cyber highway and always be authentic.
And Snake, I do want to tell you one thing. What you're experiencing is depression, and it can be cured.
Oh my goodness. What would I share with my 13-year-old self that I've learned? Believing in yourself matters. Yeah, I think that's the main thing I'd share with my 13-year-old self.
Dear Mary, you are special. You are super special. You're an amazing young girl who is going to achieve amazing things. There'll be many, many moments that are scary. Many moments where you'll doubt yourself. Many moments where you'll want to give up. And it's okay. You are meant to experience that. As long as you are loving and kind to yourself, you will take no nonsense from anyone, and you will be able to achieve a lot because you are special, amazing, and awesome.
I would tell my 13-year-old self that progress happens outside of your comfort zone.
A huge thanks to every woman who sent in your voice notes. In South Africa, it's Women's Month, and I want to say that as we continue to share the lessons from women from SA and across the world, it's important to build on these stories and not just celebrate. We must share the truth and power emanating from these courageous souls. Thank you to every woman who has sacrificed for me, your community, and the world. Before we end this episode, here's an extended bonus clip from Sonia Killick, a life coach and an advocate for awesomeness. Check out our website, www.soniakillick.com.
So at 13, I really hope you learn to trust your instincts and your feelings and your gut intuition. It is the most powerful tool you have. And the sooner you can learn to trust that and to go with that, the more powerful and the further you will go in your life. I wish I had stopped wishing for things that I didn't have or things that I wasn't. Because instead of growing all the talents that I did have, instead of being grateful for the body that I have, for the life that I had, for the opportunity that I had, I spent weeks and months and sometimes even years wishing it away and wishing it was something different, only to come full circle years and years and years ago, past, to realize that actually I was truly blessed. So the sooner you can accept and be grateful and practice that gratitude for every single thing you have, above all else is the opportunity that you have, again, you will be further and stronger and more powerful that much sooner in your life. Don't wait for anybody. Don't wait for your parents. Don't wait for your friends. Don't wait for your culture, your society. Don't wait for fashion, for trends. Don't wait for anything to give you the things that you need. I spent a long time waiting for people to give me opportunity and feeling resentful when that didn't come. And again, I looked around myself and I thought, well, my friends have these opportunities and their parents are giving them this, and you know, other people had that break. Until one day, and only in my late 20s, that I realized that that power was actually in my own hands, that it was up to me to go after what it is I wanted. And I wasn't doing it for anybody else. I wasn't doing it for teachers, for parents, for friends, for recognition. I was doing it because it brought me joy. So the sooner you can find your joy, then you never have to work, because that joy creates a fire that lights you up inside, and that is that passion and that drive that you need, and that is all you will ever need. Love will always be the answer, and again, it took me many years to realize that. The sooner you can practice self-love, the sooner you can practice forgiveness, and the sooner you can discern what are the people and what are the activities that either bring you love or take love away, then you will be wise beyond your words.
Until next time. CliffCentral.com.